Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. The seasons have officially changed. Instead of using a hammer and driver to put in my temporary fiberglass fence posts, I'm now using a cordless drill and a 12-inch masonry bit. One battery is good for about a quarter mile if you don't put the posts in too thick. I realize that not everyone shares my enthusiasm for winter fencing, and as I'm dragging a sore leg across tangled corn stalks, I must admit there are days when my enthusiasm wanes. But when I think about the old days when we would have to have two men and an H tractor to wind up electric wire, limping along with my little hand roller really doesn't seem too bad. And I wonder what disservice I've done to my children to have left them with no unpleasant memories of working with Dad in their formative years. I'm certain that in the coming seconds they will be able to think of something. I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook, one of the reasons being that our internet service is slow and I don't have time or patience for the videos to download. But I do like to look at the pictures and read the posts from my friends and family, and when Beth tags me in something, I usually take a look just to know what I need to be on the lookout for. A recent post inspired a little poetic cowboy philosophy that I have titled Facebook Phase. As a social media specialist, I fall well behind the crowd, seldom on my witty, and less often loud and proud. Recently, I was tagged in a post that to my spouse rang true. When the label says, from mom and dad, dad rarely has a clue. As to the contents of the package or the reason it was given, why is this funny? What have I missed in all my years of living? My contributions were made upstream, before the bows and paper, when I head out to work to fund some future caper. The U assisted with twisted twins? A coughing calf now treated? I don't want to come off whiny, but this news is seldom tweeted. I may not have the gift of giving, I readily admit. Life is more harmonious when I speculate where the money went. Don't ask, don't tell. That could be my Christmas creed, as I plod to give wife and banker both just what they need. Have I lost touch with the season for this winter holiday? Like a sheep with one too many options, have I gone astray? The irony of the situation on this cowboy is not lost. The Lord knew exactly what he was giving and exactly what it would cost. And they sang a new song, saying, worthy are you to take the scroll and open the seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed the people of God from every tribe and language and people and nation. Revelation 6:9. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, that he is raining on your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.